Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at GBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday the 23rd of June. The UK's interest rate increase of 0.5% and commentary from other central bankers around the world has seemingly changed the narrative in financial markets for now. Currently, the commentators are gloomily talking about the inevitability of recession. The issue with this analysis is that it does assume that raising interest rates will generate a significant economic impact, and the evidence of that to date has not necessarily been overwhelming. For the United Kingdom, the rate increase is a bit like the national lottery in reverse. If you have to refinance a mortgage, as long as interest rates remain high, there will be a hit to the household spending power. A reasonable estimate would put around 0.2% of households having to fix their mortgages each month. Remember, most households in the UK own their own property without a mortgage. Thus, if the Bank of England holds rates at current levels for 6 months, the spending power of 1.2% of UK households will be hurt. Of course, fear of future mortgage refixing may cause current mortgage holders to rein in consumption in anticipation, so the economic effect may go further than that 1.2%. But it's worth remembering that headlines suggesting millions face mortgage misery can only be based on the assumption that interest rates stay where they are for at least a couple of years. That is, of course, possible. It is not perhaps likely. UK retail sales have underscored consumer resilience. The May data rather fits the pattern which is being seen globally. Retail sales are lower than last year, but they're not as low as had been expected. There are some signals to take into account when thinking about inflation too. Food and clothing, areas where profit-led inflation is very common, saw weaker sales. That might hint at consumer resistance to ongoing profit margin expansion. This, combined with the triumvirate of Prime Minister, Chancellor and Bank of England Governor all muttering about profit-led inflation yesterday, is likely to keep the spotlight on what is actually driving price increases. In Japan, May consumer price inflation slowed a little. The main driver of inflation in Japan at the moment is processed food prices. And in Japan, processed food is considered to be part of the official core inflation number. Using the global definition for core inflation, the rate of inflation in Japan is currently 2.7% on the core measure. That was a little higher than the previous month, but not really very much. Alongside the price data, the April nominal wage growth was revised down from 1% to 0.8% year over year. Although this was mainly due to more low-paid jobs being created rather than a slower wage growth for existing jobs. This matters because the Bank of Japan is likely to be cautious about changing policy in the absence of clear improvements in wages. Elsewhere, the data calendar is cluttered with opinion polls surveying business sentiment. These will generate chatter, perhaps more than normal given the worries about how hard an economic landing might be, but it doesn't mean that they should be taken terribly seriously. The news flow and perhaps political partisanship continue to influence sentiment without necessarily influencing reality. That's all for today. Have a good day.